USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden in Louisiana pushing his big infrastructure and job spending plan.
Our bridges, our roads, our highways, our ports, our airports, our water pipes, our water projects, high-speed internet, transmission lines, and sustainable housing.
Biden saying the nation needs to be rebuilt during that speech as well. As the United States continues to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says a gradual troop withdrawal is going according to plan.
The president has decided to end America's involvement in our longest war, and we're going to do just that.
Austin, the former Raytheon executive, also saying the Pentagon aims to ensure the withdrawal is deliberate, orderly, and safe. Austin saying he's optimistic that Afghan security forces will be able to stop the Taliban from causing trouble during the drawdown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Police say a suspect is in custody after three people were hurt in a school shooting in Idaho. It happened this morning at Ridgeway Middle School, just north of Idaho Falls, which is in the eastern part of the state. Two students and one adult suffered non-life-threatening injuries. A sweeping new voting bill is now the law in Florida.
I have what we think is the strongest election integrity measures in the country. I'm actually going to sign it right here. It's going to take effect. So, bill is signed.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing the measure during a virtual appearance on Fox and Friends. DeSantis saying the new voting law is about integrity and transparency. Democratic critics call it an effort to restrict voting access. Stocks are up today as investors await tomorrow's important jobs report. The report will give a clearer picture on where the labor market recovery is at. Today at the close, the Dow finished up 318 points to 34,548. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Chauvin juror Brandon Mitchell says he doesn't remember wearing or even owning a George Floyd-themed T-shirt, but turns out he wore the shirt at least twice. Mitchell wearing the shirt in August in Washington, D.C. during a march and now again in October during a podcast episode recording that was available on YouTube. Mitchell's impartiality and candor during jury selection is being called into question this week with the discovery of the online postings, and attorney Alan Dershowitz believes all this evidence is enough for a retrial.
I think that should cause a reversal of the conviction. You need 12 objective jurors unanimously to vote to convict in a criminal case. And in this case, you had at least one juror who seemed to have an agenda, and you have many, many other issues in the case as well. I think this case calls for a reversal and a new trial outside of Minneapolis in a small rural area.
House Republicans are questioning the Centers for Disease Control this week after newly released emails revealed the CDC quietly partnered with leading teachers' unions while crafting the latest school reopening guidelines, which many schools relied on to delay a return to in-person learning. The House Republicans, in a letter saying that the CDC is putting politics over science and Biden and Harris campaign donors over children. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.